Oh my God, Heidi, the pizza's here and you're
Thank
at
you,
home.
Fox.
Thank you, Fox. Thank
you.
The best pizza that ever pizza is what my
friend
said.
Oh my gosh. This is heavy, too.
Prince Street.
We got
pizza.
It's
Prince St. Pizza. It has got some
heft
to it. So look at that, the cover of the box. UFC 322.
Oh, man.
Shevchenko versus Zhang. Della Maddalena versus Makayev. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hell. November 15th, Madison Square Garden.
Shevchenko is tough.
So this is tomorrow night, but it's in Madison Square Garden. And I guess that's why we got this pizza from Prince St. Pizza.
Prince Street Pizza.
New York City-born pizzeria known for its Sicilian-style square pies. And there is a Prince Street Pizza here in West Hollywood. Is that what you said?
There is, yeah. There are actually several locations. Now that I'm looking at it, yeah. There's quite a bit.
New York born, but they've spread out. Now they're out here on the West Coast. Oh, I got it.
All right, Frank. I'm so jealous.
Because to look at this damn thing.
Yeah, my friends, you gotta have this pizza. All right.
So we got a special the deal right now with the UFC. Go to PrinceStreetPizza.com/UFC to check out the partnership for the next month, whatever that might be. Oh boy! Look at that.
Oh,
but the Parmesan already.
Oh, and the crust. Oh, the crust looks perfect. That's exactly how I like my crust.
Oh, then
little crunch.
They didn't mess that up. All right, so Jordan, let me hand this off to you.
Oh, what? All right.
There you go.
Oh my God.
There's Jordan's.
Oh my God.
You got more than one pizza there?
Have you eaten pizza, Jordan, since you've had illnesses?
No, I've had like soup and salads and everything healthy.
Oh, this is the way to kick that whatever's ailing you.
Oh, this is medicine.
It looks good.
You're known as medicine right here. Oh, so, it's the same one.
Yeah, this is the official Dana White special.
Oh, this is Dana's pizza, his order of choice?
Yep.
Oh, sweet.
So you put it together. Are we diving into this?
No. You're not diving in yet. Close it back up.
What? Keep it warm.
You have to earn it.
Oh my God.
This wasn't discussed beforehand.
You don't get a piece of pizza unless you get your question correctly. All right.
Question.
Well, remember we left off yesterday, probably around this time, doing Probably White. And the whole thing was the whitest states in the U.S. And we didn't finish
because it was right
at the end of the show.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know like the top 10. I only have the top 3 whitest states. And then I had the least white state. And the one that was said yesterday, Heidi, if she was here, would already earned her piece of pizza because Heidi said Vermont. And Vermont was the second on the list of the whitest states.
Right.
So number one whitest and number three whitest are still there. And then if you want to go for it and just go for the least whitest, then let me know. And you can go for that one. So you got 1 in 50 chance of getting the least whitest state.
All right.
Okay. So Heidi already earned hers. She said Vermont yesterday. So I guess... Jordan, since I did give you the pizza and you got to sniff it, that teased you the most, so I'll give you choice first.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Whitest states. Vermont.
Yeah.
Show me Maine.
Maine. Number one answer, Maine.
Jordan!
He gets smart for pizza.
I get smart for pizza. I'm fine
with
that.
Who knew?
All right, do we have paper plates anywhere?
I brought my own plates.
You brought your own plate?
My own plate around.
You know, I know you're fat. Oh, there's some plates. All right. But you want your own plate, Jordan? Let me see.
Mine's a good plate. I got to keep a nice, sturdy plate.
Oh, nice, sturdy plate.
Wait, why are you taking my plate? I have a whole pizza over here.
Oh, you got... Oh, I thought... Okay, yeah, you got a whole pizza. Okay. I was going to get you... You going for a corner or you going for one of them side pieces?
I'm going
for a little side piece.
I'm a corner girl. Hey.
Yeah.
Did they cut it?
Yeah, it's cut.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes certain places don't cut it.
Look at the bottom of that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Deliver a pizza at work and not. Who has a pizza cutter here?
Perfect all the way around.
Oh, look at that pizza.
All right. You get the.
You know what it looks like? It looks like fancy Little Caesars pizza. Like we were talking about Little Caesars earlier. It's got like this.
Well, turn down Cool the Gang. I want to hear every morsel of your succulent taste buds diving in and having pizza gasms.
Oh, my God. I'm salivating.
Gasms.
How is it? Honestly.
Oh my God. It's delicious.
Is it the best pizza you've ever had in your life?
I mean, best pizza I've had in the past 10 days.
Oh, wow. Well, quite an endorsement from Jordan there. Best pizza he's had in the last 10 mm-hmm. days. All right. Jordan's got his piece. Is Johnny going to get his piece? All right, Johnny. Looking for the whitest states. Yeah, there's only one white state left that I have. So with Maine, 90.2% of the population in Maine is white.
Yeah.
Followed by Vermont. And they were both kind of tied, I guess. But very high. The rate was 89.1% white. Vermont and this other state.
Wait, those were the only two answers.
Oh, and then there's the least whitest. You want the least white?
No,
that was only 21.6% white.
I'm going to go whitest.
Okay.
I'm going to go whitest. And we're kind of sticking in the same area.
Nah, I mean, it seems to work.
And go New Hampshire.
No pizza for you. No pizza for you.
What?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
All right. Renee?
All right. So, no one has said Mormon Country, USA, Utah.
Did anybody say Utah yesterday? No? No pizza for you.
What?
Okay. Emo.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh,
that's a great answer.
No pizza for you.
Dang it.
That's so good, guys.
Corey, it's probably white for pizza.
Oh, Maine.
Maine was number one answer.
Damn.
But because you were busy doing other stuff and you didn't hear that Jordan said that, you technically didn't know that has been said, so that was number one answer. She gets a pizza pizza.
No!
There you go.
Yep. Hey! You want a corner or you want a side piece?
I want the middle.
Oh, she wants a little side piece.
Oh, no, what?
All right. So, you want to dip Corey out a piece of pizza for her? Since you can't have one?
Yes, Emo, thank you
You
so
might
much.
As well get Corey some pizza since
might
she can't
well,
have any.
Right?
Side piece? I'll just wait.
Oh,
I'm
look
just
at
kidding.
That. And I want to hear how good it is. You got to eat it right in front of Emo.
Okay. No. Yeah, because Emo needed to get that durian fruit out of her.
She had a bunch of Tostitos scoops chips to get that durian fruit out of her mouth.
And it worked. Great.
With guacamole, and she hates
Saltino.
Guacamole.
No, I didn't have any guac. That wasn't me who left the chip in there. That might have been Corey.
Corey left the chip.
With me.
Corey left the chip in the guac.
No, I didn't.
How is it?
I'm not trash.
How is it?
It is freaking fabulous.
Look at Johnny's face.
Making love. Johnny. I understand why you love this.
All right, we can do another round. Let's see if Matthew knows. Hey, Matthew.
Yes, sir. How's it going, Frank?
It's going well, Drunk Stone Matthew.
Yes, sir, dude. Guess which one I am?
Both.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You got it right.
All right, Drunk Stone Matthew. You know good pizza, so I'm going to ask you the question. The whitest state in the U.S.
I was going to say Delaware because I was thinking Bernie Sanders or Vermont. I meant Vermont.
Vermont was already been said, so he's going.
Oh shit! I'm sorry.
So you're playing for Johnny right now. You're going with Delaware.
Yeah, let's do that.
No pizza for Johnny.
Oh no, that's it.
No pizza for Johnny.
I would never pick Drunken Stone Matt.
All right, let's see. I gotta get you a partner. I think Rodney wants to play. If you get it right, I'll give you some concert tickets, whoever calls in. But if you also get it right, then you earned a piece of pizza for a cast member. Hey, Rodney. So
come on, Rodney.
Happy National Pickle Day. Hopefully you got that gallon jar of pickles.
There's a gallon jar of pickles here, too?
Yeah, should be.
Corey, was there pickles?
No. No.
There's no gallon jar of pickles?
Uh-uh. Hmm.
The one thing that gets stolen. Must have been a pregnant lady walking by the station. And she's just like, pickles! All right, Rodney, but we'll look for the pickles later. Yeah. But you got to play the game, probably white. And we're looking for whitest state. Maine's been said. That was number one. Vermont has been said. And there's the only other one that I know. So the top three. And then you can go least whitest state and make that guess if you want. And you're playing with Renee to earn him a piece of pizza.
Come on, Rodney.
Can I go to least whitest state?
Yeah, go least whitest.
Mississippi.
No pizza for Renee.
Rodney, come on.
No pizza for Renee.
I'm so hungry.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I mean, Jordan's almost on his second piece. This is gonna be gone before you guys can even get a piece.
Oh my God.
All right, I needed to talk to Lou. Release the Lou. Oh God, it's Crab. Hey, Crab.
Hey.
All right, Crab. You going least whitest state or whitest?
I think whitest.
Okay. What's your guess? And you are paired with Emo.
Has anybody said Idaho yet?
Idaho.
I don't think so.
No pizza for Emo.
Oh, my God.
Like
that,
he thought it was funny.
He laughed. Like, he wasn't even trying.
No, Idaho, I would be a good guess for Midas. Let's see.
I thought Utah was a good guess for
Midas. Hello, George. George?
Hello.
Yeah, George. Yep. Do you have a guess for the whitest state or least whitest state?
Well, I was holding because I wanted to make sure that band got a stay from me, but I've been holding online. I would say that Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You're paired with Johnny again. No pizza for Johnny again.
Oh my gosh.
This is rough. I'm just going to have to tell you.
And then if he even gets pizza, it's not going to be hot.
I'm just going to have to tell you. Yeah, Maine was number one. 90.2% of the population is white. Vermont and West Virginia are next at 89.1%.
Mark Ellis.
Yes.
And the least whitest state, let's quickly roundtable your one guess. Obviously, it's not Mississippi because that's what Rodney said. What do you think, Heidi?
I'd say Hawaii.
Hawaii is the least whitest state.
Yeah.
At
21.6%. So Heidi got another piece of pizza. Somebody else will get smart for pizza.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Are you kidding?
You and Jordan, just try to pass the bar right now.
Mm-hmm. Give me that. I never pass a bar, you know me. I walk right in.
All right. We can still play Probably White because I have some news stories, okay?
Okay.
And I have all these pictures loaded up in the drive so the director can pull these stories based off what they hear, okay? But don't show us the picture yet until everyone gets their guess in. All you have to do, it's probably white. Is the person in the story white, black, Hispanic, Asian, other?
Okay.
A man pulled a knife on someone in a bathroom stall because he really needed to use it. Heidi?
It's not a lot of information. A man, a knife, and really having to poop. Gosh, that's such a human condition. I'm going to go probably white.
All right, she's going white.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's definitely white.
White?
Yeah.
I would say probably white.
White?
Yeah.
I feel pretty strong that it is, in fact, white.
White?
Yep.
Emo?
White.
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 White. Oh, everybody's going clean sweep on white on that. There was a man pulled a knife on someone in a bathroom stall because he really needed to use it. Cindy?
Yeah.
What are you going with? Probably white?
White.
Oh, going with the collection. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks it's white guy. All right. Make the reveal. Was he white? No. He was black. He was a black guy.
Did want to say black?
Oh,
but I
you
did
should
it.
Have. Go with your gut, girl.
I know. I should have went with my gut.
This guy went with his gut.
It's probably Hispanic because they like to pull knives.
White people more knife pullers. Yeah. I think the knife threw everybody off.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, that and having to poop in public.
Oh, we don't poop in public.
I don't think so. Right.
I think my theory, even though I knew what it was, but before I looked up the when I was looking up the stories before I saw the mugshot, I was just playing with myself.
Hey.
And then I started looking up stuff. I thought black because I think a white guy would poop his pants. Like, he's not going to be so like, you got to get out of there and I'm threatening you. I think a black guy is like, no, I'm not going to lower myself to pooping my own pants. I will, you know,
stab you first.
I will stab
you. That's great logic.
Before I soil my pants. And lower myself to that level. But white guys poop their pants all the time.
Before I poo-poo in my FUBU, right?
Mm. Poo-poo in my FUBU?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If it were 1994, that would have been hilarious.
Well, it is in my brain. You get a hall pass. You get a hall pass, Johnny. Poo-poo in my FUBU.
That means he gets a piece of pizza?
Yes.
Johnny earned it.
Yeah. Johnny gets a slice of pizza.
Good job.
Get over here, Johnny.
That's why you never stop swinging.
Prince.
There you go.
There we go.
Pizza.
Oh, yeah. They partnered with the UFC. UFC 322 is tomorrow. And fans interested in attending may purchase tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Now, it's going to be at Market Square Arena. No, Madison Square Garden. Market Square Arena. That's in Indianapolis. Yeah. Madison Square Garden in New York City.
New York City.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a fight. So they got a promotion going on with Prince Street Pizza. PrinceStreetPizza.com/UFC if you want information on the partnership and programming throughout the month. You got a whole thing going on. So, and I haven't even tasted the pizza yet. Johnny, you said you've had it before, but is it just as good as you remember?
You know what? I haven't had this style before.
Yeah,
the Dana White style.
Mm.
But it is wonderful.
What about it so good?
The sauce.
Very sweet. That is really good sauce.
Mm-hmm. It's not overpowered by herbs and spices. Which is like a big thing. A lot of people can screw up a good sauce just by overpowering
just adding stuff.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Absolutely. Dough, amazing.
Yeah. You want whipped corn or slice, too. Mm. Of course.
Got to get that dough.
He said there wasn't many details on the story. The guy's name was Alfredo Brindis. Yeah. Stormed into the restroom at a Publix grocery store, saw that someone was using the stall, and began to bang on the stall door, demanding he come out. The guy did come out, but he wasn't leaving fast enough. I gotta go!
Wow.
But Alfredo was not messing around. He pulled a knife, waved it at him aggressively. The victim ran out and flagged down a cop. And the officer confronted Alfredo, who admitted that he really needed to use the restroom and that the victim did not move out of his way, so he took out a knife. No one was hurt, but he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Because, I gotta poop, man.
We've all been
there. Stop dilly-dallying. Put your belt together out here by the sink.
I know if I eat more of this pizza, I'm going to be stabbing some people later.
just down the hallway.
Move it! I had old pizza!
Out of the way, Romeo!
God, you can taste the short rib inside of the sauce itself.
Is that what it is?
That's what that is,
That sauce is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
I don't know if I have that one. Let's see. Yeah, I do have this one. All right, here we go. Probably White, our contestant, is going to be Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
All right, Justin, I'm going to give you some details of the story, and you tell me what you think, probably White or not.
All right.
And there are two men in Connecticut were arrested after trying to steal one of those large green highway signs. They got it.
Probably White.
They got it out, strapped it to the back of a pickup. It's unclear what they plan to do with it, but they did. Are you showing the picture of the pickup? Don't show any pictures yet.
Well, that's not telling you who's
Don't show any pictures yet.
I mean, that clearly told me who it was.
If it said Sanford and on the side of that, you tell me who it was.
That clearly told me.
You
don't
know clue. I give you clues. That's the big reveal afterwards. The details come afterwards.
It didn't show any people.
All right.
He said probably White.
He said probably White. Heidi?
I'm going to go with probably White.
All right.
There were some context clues. Mm-hmm. I won't mention what they were.
Oh, thanks. Was it the truck?
Based on the truck,
it was
going,
not, Frank. I could have said my probably White before I even saw that.
Okay, based on the truck?
Yeah, based on the truck, I'm going Latino.
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 All right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Okay, so Connecticut, pickup truck. Probably White.
I know. Connecticut feels like it's probably White, but I also agree with Johnny. The pickup truck really ties it together.
See?
As far as
it does.
That's a Latino.
But I'm also going to say Connecticut was not on the list of like the whitest states.
Well,
either.
I only had three. It's probably number four. Probably White.
Right next to
Hispanic.
Just go Hispanic.
I'm going the White route.
All right. So we got it. And then, so Justin went White. You, now that you've heard everybody's vote, you still want to stay on White?
Yeah, I'm gonna say probably White.
All right. So who said the Latino Hispanic?
Johnny and I.
Johnny and Jordan. And Corey. Yeah. All right.
Oh.
Now give the reveal, the mugshot of the two guys, because there's two guys.
We got three White. We got three Hispanic.
One white guy, one black guy.
So we made a brown person.
So whoever had Hispanic, give your pizza back.
Oh, no.
All right. So that means, so you said
Wait,
white.
You all said white. I'm marking it.
You get a piece of pizza.
Yay.
Yeah, because basically if you said black or white, you won. So you won. You won, Justin. So you get a
pizza. Heidi.
Everyone has pizza now?
An emo.
All right. Mm-hmm. Everybody won pizza. So Justin, you also won.
All right.
Justin, what concert ticket do you want? I got 3 Days Grace.
3 Days Grace.
Oh, that's my last pair. You got them.
All right.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Stay at home. Yeah, that having two and then having one black, one white guy, that was like...
Whoa, that was... You really zigzagged on that.
I like that though.
And now, you could show the truck if you want to see like the detail of the story. Like, that's... how it was stacked like that. Yeah, I can see why you guys were thrown off.
I mean, I love that you're taking a sign that large and you're just going, one strap ought to do it. It'll be fine. Yeah. We're not going that far. Like, what are you doing?
You stay in the back with it and just hold it.
You know what? I looked at it quick because you pulled up the picture quick and you went away, but I didn't realize how much damage was done to the truck. That's definitely a white guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, the black guy was along for the ride.
Yeah, Latino, he would keep...
He'd
it would look
it.
Really nice. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The body would be in mint shape. You know what I mean?
It'd be lower. It would be lower, too.
Yeah,
a couple of flared out fairings there or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Damn,
okay.
I didn't see that.
All right, man. That was the large green signs, yes. Let's see. Another one here. Let's see who's going to be our contestant. It's going to be Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
We're playing Probably White. You in?
I'm in, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Great.
A 38-year-old man named Pancake was arrested for battering.
Shut.
I swear to God. Was arrested for battering his elderly father, leaving him with severe bruises and swelling to his eyes and face. Pancake was drunk and was charged with a felony. What do you say, Heidi? Actually, Nick, what do you say first?
I'm going to go probably white if his name's Pancake.
Oh, okay. Heidi?
I'm going Fat Latino.
Fat Latino.
Yeah, they call him Pancake.
She's doubling down.
Oh, yeah. Fat Latino. No, I want extra points if I'm right.
I'm going Fat Black Guy.
Fat Black?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Fat Black.
I don't know. I feel like if it was waffles, I would have gone Fat Black, but I'm going white.
Oh!
You're going Fat White?
Yeah, I'm going Fat White.
Okay, Corey?
I am going black, but they are not fat. Y'all was laughing too hard at the fat black joke.
Fat black. That's like Affleck.
Affleck. I think there's just a black person.
Just a skinny black guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, email?
I'm going skinny black guy.
Skinny black guy? Two skinny black guys and a fat Latino, fat black,
fat
white. Mm-hmm. Johnny, you didn't hear the story, did you?
I did not.
No. Okay, you can't vote.
All right.
He already got his pizza.
All right. Nick, do you want to change your answer? Because you said what? White?
Yeah, I'll stay with white.
All right. Go, he's staying with
We're
white.
Riding with it.
All right. 38-year-old. Here's the story, Johnny. 38-year-old man named Pancake was arrested for battering his elderly father, leaving him with severe bruises and swelling to his eyes and face. Pancake was drunk and was charged with a felony.
Yeah, that's white.
Going white. Yeah. All right. Reveal the mugshot.
Yeah. Is that fat white? Wait. That looks fat white.
That's fat white.
Is that fat white, or is Heidi has fat Latino?
Oh. He might be got a little mix in there.
Oh.
Pancake mix?
Oh, no, man.
A little pancake mix?
Yeah, he's Bisquick, baby.
I got the fat part right.
Well, I'd say I will give half point for Heidi and a full point for Jordan. Okay? So give a half point for Heidi, because we don't know exactly. I don't know what his real name even is.
Jordan.
But
is,
Nick won.
Is,
Nick
is
said. Nick said white.
Okay.
Sweet.
So Nick, you won. What concert ticket do you want?
Do you have Bryan Adams still?
Yes, I do. Bryan Adams with Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Roll with the Punches tour. It's November 18th at the Kia Forum, and you'll be there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Stay at home.
You see, I know where you're going, Heidi, and I identify as a fat Latino / skinny white. So I wear both my colors.
No, I just meant, like, he is, you know, you're half Hispanic. Uh-huh. I said he could be mixed, so
you would look at Jordan and think, fat white guy.
No. I get to be skinny white, but I'm fat Latino.
Oh.
I mean,
but if I saw your mugshot and we just said probably white,
look like a white guy.
You're not
him.
Yeah, your half is not getting. It's coming out in the game. No.
No. See, but I'm like equally as Mexican as Renee, but Renee is like skinny Latino.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be fat Latino. He's skinny.
Oh, okay. But you're skinny because you're skinny white for a white guy.
Skinny white.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
Man, there's a lot to solve on this show.
There really is.
It's a lot
to fat white.
A mouthful of pizza. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Justin, let's see. Let me see. I got to find a good story here.
Oh, boy.
I just got the 3 days grace tickets, so I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, I stay on hold.
Yeah, I got him.
I answered him again. Let me see. That was my fault. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi.
You want to play Probably White?
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying to see Rod Stewart. I have to play.
I'm all out of Rod Stewart tickets.
Aww. No.
He's all out of Rod.
I'm all out. Sorry.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll still give it a shot.
All right, she'll still give it a shot. She just wants to play.
She's a gamer.
All right. Joe and everyone else, here is a 40.
Will you have more tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Saturday.
It's the weekend, honey. But
Monday? You mean Monday?
I don't know what I meant. I meant Monday.
We don't know. We don't know until we get here.
Do you want to wait?
They don't tease the ticket master or master tickets till I get here and I know what I find on Monday. It's like
it's a surprise. It's
like, okay,
it's
like, I see.
All right, Joe. The 46-year-old man was arrested after multiple porch thefts, including one house where he took a massive haul. The suspect got caught on camera, and they were dressed as a woman at the time. What do you think, Joe?
White.
Going white. Heidi. All
right. Probably white.
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 I'm going to say Asian.
Asian.
Yeah. All
right. Solid guess. I'm going white, though.
White.
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 White. White. All right. The cross-dressing porch pirate reveal.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Yeah, buddy.
Is that Nick Cage?
Yeah.
This guy doing a long leg?
Might be a little Marjorie Taylor Greene. Wow. I mean, there's a lot happening there. Rudy Giuliani in drag.
Touch them roots up.
That red lipstick hitting now, baby.
He's got that resting bitch face.
He sure does.
All right, Joe. I know you want to go to Rod Stewart. Let me tell you what I do have. Do you want to go see Wicked for Good? I have 4 tickets to a pre-screening.
On Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday of next week at the AMC in Orange.
Sure, I'd love to.
Well, there you go. I knew I'd give you something that you wanted. Stay on hold, Joe.
Thank you.
All right.
You wear it well.
He didn't. Not that guy in that story. But,
no.
Well, that was fun. We'll play again maybe next week. It's been a great week. Thank you for joining us. Head out to Prince St. Pizza.
Prince Street Pizza.
I know.
Prince Street Pizza.
I know. It's Prince Street Pizza. It is delicious. And be sure and check out UFC 322.
Have you taken a bite yet?
Not yet.
Well,
This weekend. I got to get through this stuff.
Okay.
Della Maddalena versus Makaev. If you're interested in going, you're going to be out there. It's in New York, Ticketmaster.com. But if you want to taste some of the best pizza that was born in New York, PrinceStreetPizza.com/UFC for all that information. Thank you so much, Dana, for sending over your favorite pie.
Yeah, thank you for sponsoring Probably White. Dana White.
Dana White.
Oh, my God.
Sponsored Probably.
Probably Dana White.
That was not even planned. Wait till he hears about this.
Wait till Jim Brown gets on board. Or Jill Black.
Jack Black.
I mean, really.
All right. We do have to apologize to those we have offended today and get the hell out of here.
There's a few. Guys with micro penises. Sorry about that. Jane Goodall, Starbucks employees, and all of you. Well, you know what I'm saying right now.
Yep. Flat-chested women, the Tennessee Titans, Little Caesars, and Neanderthals.
Aliens, gremlins, pickles, and old horses.
Mickey Dolenz, Moby Dick, Mookie Betts, and Maine.
Prince Street Pizza. Italians, construction workers, and bowlers.
Dana White, Pez heads, gremlins, and new McDonald's employees. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Wow.
Too soon.
Brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Still?
We're Heidi and Frank.
I suppose I could collect my books and get on back to school. I'll steal my daddy's cue and make a living out of playing fool. Or find myself a rock and roll band that needs a helping hand. Oh, Maggie, I wished I'd never seen your face. You made a you stole my heart, but I love you anyway.
Macy's store, where you'll find everything you need for the holidays, all for under $35 with new.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.